You're listening to
Twisted Tropes.
Familiar settings.
Wild new tales.
Now on with the story.
Scandals and Scavengers, a post-apocalyptic Regency romance. Episode 3, Calling Cards and Complications, or You've Got Mail. Last time on Scandals and Scavengers, arriving astride a large wire-maned lion, Samuel drew every eye at the first event of the season. Having laid the groundwork for a friendship with Salt and a business deal with Edison Sparks, Samuel's debut can be counted as a success despite a dance with Ruby in which she, much too late, warned him that rumors may begin spreading if he's seen with her. Meanwhile, Mary's evening went from lumpy to bumpy as a series of awkward encounters from Samuel to Edgewater culminated in a chat with Carlton Carson that was abruptly terminated by his father, Connor Carson. It seems that Connor Carson has a rather deep distaste for Miss Smith. Salt had much to be proud of as the young Mr. Lefroy Seltzer danced with not one, but two eligible persons. The second dance took a bit of maneuvering from Salt as the young Miss Fiona Blightwind's valet, Beadier Sweetly, seemed to be guarding her charge from Lefroy's attempts to sign Fiona's dance card. After plaguing Mary with helpful tips on social etiquette and introducing her best friend Ruby to Samuel, Edgewater had a disastrous dance with Mr. Lefroy Seltzer. Ruby kept one eye on the past and the other on the future when she offered condolences to the family of one of her former fiancés and then spent time with both Samuel and a Mr. Reuben Weller. Even Edgewater's brother Gladstone got into the spirit of the evening, dancing with Miss Nigella Razorstorm. The night was full of excitement, but as the party drew to a close, the biggest surprise of the evening came when Lord Richard Rhinelander mysteriously collapsed in the middle of the party. We return to our protagonists in the midst of that chaos.
Who the fuck is Lord Richard?
Richard Gregory Reinhardt.
Ryan,
no, you're dead.
Sorry, Rhinelander.
Can I run and try to give? I've got medicine and a healer's kit. I've got some proficiency from service. Can I run and like check on him?
Yeah,
to, like CPR or what? See what he needs.
Oh yeah. My god,
Dad! I also run, Daddy.
oh no,
10 on a medicine check.
He's having some kind of. You can only guess anaphylaxis.
Oh shit. I start calling for, is there a doctor here? Is there anyone? We need medical attention. And trying to like, I don't know, get his mouth and keep him breathing.
There
Stick
is...
Stick a spoon in there.
Okay, so.
Edgewater's literally the last person you would want
absolutely.
Involved in this
there
kind
is,
of last
There is a rustle as a very, very pale elven woman in a... Her dress is, it just looks like somebody found a gray sail and literally like wrapped it around themselves.
Like a toga?
It is vaguely toga-esque, but
like
there
a
is
little a Little Mermaid?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Little Mermaid.
No, it is more fitted. And
gotcha.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Yeah, it's not, yeah. It doesn't look like lumpy. This is Vivian Blood.
Hell yeah.
She's a Shadarkai.
Wow.
And she goes to one knee and puts her hand on Richard and concentrates, and he doesn't wake up, but he gets better. It looks like whatever is causing him to go into toxic shock has passed, but he is still out, and he is so for a few, like about a minute or so, and then he's like,
oh daddy.
No, don't worry, Ruby. I seem to have been overcome for a second. I guess these old bones can't kick up their heels quite as much as they
all right, well,
need in their younger days. Thank you all. I do apologize for the mess. I think I should probably take my leave. Ruby, would you help me into the carriage?
Oh, get a hand on the other side, too.
Ah, yeah. Thank you.
Might be a little lopsided with me and Ruby.
Go with Ruby.
Yeah.
Ruby.
Ah, Miss Edgewater, always a pleasure.
Of course.
To see you. Well, I think I shall retire as soon as we get home.
All right. Yeah. We'll have the doctor come check you out tomorrow.
Oh, no need. I'll be right as rain in the morning. I'll be fine. Don't worry.
All right. I will look around and I will just do a quick curtsy to everyone and I am going to help him out.
So proper, Ruby. I'm so proud of you.
He is brought to the carriage. And as the footman is helping you kind of bring him closer, the door is opened by Reuben, who has a look of concern.
Oh, thank you kindly, sir.
Well, I do hope you get home safely, all. Miss, your lordship. And he gently closes the door behind you.
Thank you, of course, Mr. Weller.
And I will just say thank you, Mr. Salt. I appreciate it.
Of course, anytime.
Oh, yes, and Mr. Salt, I'm sorry I didn't notice you there.
Not a problem, Miss Clarence.
Sorry.
You know, he's 7 feet tall.
He's 7 feet tall.
Very hard to miss.
Oh, man. I can't.
Okay. And with that, the night closes. Lady Southmere's garden party is mixed success. You've made your debut for the season, and sleep comes to us all. And it is now the morning. So you have about 3 hours between, let's say, like 10 and 1 or 4 hours, 10 and 2, to, you know, take care of any personal business that you need to do, errands you need to run, things you need to work on, household drama to deal with, anything like that. So let's go, Mr. Salt.
Cool.
How are you feeling?
I think Salt's feeling quite good. He considered, you know, last night was a pretty big success for him. He managed to sneak in a little personal fun, which he doesn't always have at those parties. So, you know, he got a couple pranks off. We had a little exchange. It was a little something for him. Feels a little bit of closure and a little bit of newness having met his old captain's widow, having met Sam and him being a very nice guy. But I think what he wants to do this morning is he has lesson hours with Lefroy, and
important.
Him having been out the night before, they're going to do a little bit of exercise. So he's going to work. He's going to have Lefroy coach him through boxing lessons that he comes up through. So every now and then he kind of gives a little bit of martial training, a little bit of confidence building to his little lord. He holds up the pads and lets him fire around a little bit. And mechanically, I suppose what I'd like to do, I think it would be tracing a rumor. I want to know how Lefroy thought last night went.
Oh.
I want to get the download of his evening.
Okay, that I mean, there is no rumor about that. So that's, I'm going to say that is just a, you know, you guys are it. You're having mentor to mentee bonding
sure.
time. Lefroy is hitting with a little more mustard today.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
He's feeling himself, and he will not. Shut up.
Yes.
I love him.
And Myth Fiona with Tho Knife, I thought of, like, I missed the step, but she didn't seem to care.
Mm-hmm.
And then she sort of giggled that sometimes if she misses the same step.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a lot of fun. And she smelled really nice. But I didn't say that because that would have been very inappropriate.
That's a good call.
I didn't make the same mistakes that I made when I said what I said to Myth Edgewater. That blew up in my face.
Mm.
Speaking of business,
can be a little gauche sometimes, but I think you've learned your lesson.
It was an honest mistake, but I have learned and I will do better in the future. But I'm going to see if I can find Miss Fiona at the promenade today. And so, yeah.
Okay.
And of course we would be very respectful and very gentlemanly and would stay in sight of you, my chaperone.
Of course. If you'd like, I could put in a call with Miss Sweetly and see if they're available for this evening.
If you could do that, that'd be fantastic.
Absolutely.
Excellent. I will write a formal invitation. So it's all like proper and stuff.
I think that would be a very good idea, little
Lord. I'm ready to explode.
And I think as he does, he hits like across that literally like knocks the pad off my hand. Like, yes, I would say you are. Let's maybe go a couple more rounds here and see if we can work some of that out. Is there anything you'll need for this evening?
I think I would like to find a flower for Miss Fiona.
Oh, I think that would be very sweet. Is there any that she likes?
She likes stuff that is toxic. Her family works in like
that does explain like, her affinity for Miss Sweetly. Continue.
Medicine. I don't get it.
That's good.
Her family works in medicines and stuff. Mm-hmm. So she knows a lot. She's so smart. She knows a lot about like herbs and flowers and things that can make you sick and make you better.
Great. I think that would be, why don't I take the task of finding the toxic plant? I think that might be a little safer.
It's probably going to take me a few tries to write this invitation right.
Yeah, you work on the letter and I'll start looking for the plant.
Excellent. We will reconvene before calling hours.
I think that sounds great.
Excellent. We're on that mission.
Oh my God.
Now hands up, chins down.
I can't.
Give this kid the world.
Yeah, I know. So if he's not, he better.
He's earned nothing, but he deserves
everything.
Exactly.
I love him.
Oh, Lord. So where, how would Immortan like to track down an appropriately beautiful and toxic flower?
Mm-hmm. Question, did I see Samuel, I suppose you arrived before I did. Did I see you leave last night? Did I see Maurice?
I think it'd be hard to miss.
Mm-hmm. So I think having seen Maurice arrive from the Wildlands, and having spent a little bit of time on deployment there, he thinks maybe, and I'll send a letter to Samuel and ask if he has any, if he happens to know of any, or happens to have brought any of the flora from the Wildlands home with him, that might be a unique gift to give to Miss Fiona.
That will arrive to you for response for calling hours then.
And I'll include a, you know, pleasure to meet you. Once again, my condolences. If you ever need anything from either myself or the Seltzer family, please feel free to reach out and send that along.
Excellent. Excellent. Cool. So that you've got a mildly full morning.
Cool.
There is a lot of sort of, you know, getting him up and, you know, getting him moving. But excellent. Ruby, how are you feeling?
I think for the first time in a long time, I'm feeling a little unsettled with everything the way last night ended. I imagine Edgewater and I, you came back to my place and we got my dad settled. And then I think, if you'll allow it, I probably would have asked Edgewater if she could return at some point during calling hours the next day. I think this morning I'm not feeling great. And I think I try and put on my best. So my outfit today is... I am going to put on a wife beater dress that kind of looks like that it's it, no. And this sounds gross. It kind of looks
hate
like
the
it's,
term.
Yeah, I'm glad that wife beater survived the apocalypse.
Yeah, the weird thing is it looks kind of sweaty, but it's not because the sweat is like it is. It looks like a lace design across the entire thing. And then there's a corset. there's a corset that's a plastic corset that just says, right under, right across like the breast line, it says Land O'Lakes half and half.
I want that.
This blows, dude.
Yeah, and she's wearing, like, to her thigh high Timberland, like denim. Like blue denim boots, but she'll walk in and I think she's going to in this morning. She kind of tries to feel her best and then she goes and she checks on her dad in the morning, and she wants to do. Will that take my entire action for this phase?
Getting dressed? No.
No. No. Sorry. Sorry, guys. I mean just going to check on my dad.
No.
Okay. So I think I want to check on my dad and then I want to also put out a call to Samuel as well. So I would
popular.
Like to I would like to go in and I'll check on my dad first and I'll knock on the door. Say, Daddy, are you awake?
Oh, yes, sweetie. Come on in. Sorry I gave you a little bit of a scare last night.
Oh, it's Oh, damn. Daddy, you don't sound good. I'm sorry. I just want to say, is something going on?
Oh, nah. I've been, I've been making a tour of the plant lately. And, sometimes there are, when you're cutting metal and things get in the air and in your lungs. And I just need to cough it out. It's just, your daddy's getting older. And, he gets a little more tired. Now, on that point, your daddy's getting older. And you're going to have to start thinking about maybe what is going to be required for you to take over the business, or at least manage the business's affairs.
All right. Yeah, I knew that was coming eventually. I get that. I just want to say that I did talk to plenty of lovely people last night. So, maybe I just don't want that to worry you as well.
I know that you have a free spirit, and that is sometimes difficult for me to reconcile with my more traditional upbringing, but I do believe in you.
All right. Can I quickly just make an insight check on what he said about walking around the plant to see?
Absolutely.
I'm not good at this. 19 minus 3 for 16.
Ooh. Well, he's tired, yeah. And he's not his best. So his usual sort of glib demeanor that lets him brush over things kind of slips. Yeah, it's not metal. And with the vast disparity between our roles, I'm going to say he knows it's not metal.
I'm just going to hold his hand and grasp it and squeeze it for a second and just go, all right, Daddy, do you want me to call the doctor?
Oh, no. That's there's no need for that. I hear that the charming Miss Blood took care of me using some of that whatever it is exactly they do. I never really understood all that, but.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you need anything today, I'll be around the house, all right? So just let me know until later tonight.
I will. Don't worry. Now, I'm just going to, I think I may take it easy for the morning, if that is all the same to you.
Yeah, and I'm going to go over to, in his room, I assume there is a dry bar there, and I'm going to pour him a glass of whiskey or bourbon. And I'm going to bring it over to him.
Very medicinal. It is, honestly.
Well, usually I wouldn't, but I think circumstances being what they are, I think we can indulge a little bit this morning. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, my dear.
Of course. I will leave him be, and then I go, and I will send I'm going to send a calling card to Samuel, and I'm just going to ask him if it's all right to stop by my place at the end of calling hours around... it would be in the second between 2 and 5 p.m. Around like 4 or 4:30 would be good, if that's okay. I will ask him. And I would have asked Edgewater to come around the same time the night before. That's all I have that I would like to do, I think.
Excellent. You you dispatch a messenger with the card and the note. And just as the messenger is leaving, there is a...
hello, Miss Clarence. Mr. Rhinelander. It's quite the morning.
We were out late last night. It's okay. I understand.
Yes.
This is your father's business manager, Mr. Roble.
Well, hello, Mr. Roble. How are you doing?
Fine. I do have a few minor contractual things I need to go over with your father. If that's is he in?
He's not feeling his best today. Do you think this might be able to wait till tomorrow? All right.
Well, I would truly rather not. I need to. Unless it's something you want to look over.
I'd be happy to look over it, but I can also, I think he'd be mad at me if I didn't let you in, so, because business does come first, so.
Ah, yeah, well, we try to abide by our agreements, so, anyway,
Shall I wait in?
Wait down. I'm just going to go. Can I go check with him first? Is that all right with you?
Absolutely. Where would you like me to, where would you like me to wait?
Just wait in the sitting room out to the right. It's the second sitting room to the right.
I am intimately familiar. Yes.
I go back up and I just knock and I said, Daddy, we have Mr. Roble here to go over some things.
Oh, well, I was just thinking about him. So give me 10 minutes to make myself presentable and I'll be down forthwith.
All right, I'll go tell him. I'll go downstairs, I'll relay the message to Mr. Roble, and I will make sure my letters are sent along. And I will do my day in the house. If they welcome me into the conversation, great. If they don't, they're doing business.
Ooh, it is the doors are closed.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm gonna go and look at rearrange my wardrobe a little bit. I'm gonna go and just do some things around the house that make me feel a little bit more in control. I think that's my first part of my day.
Okay, I'm gonna need a perception check from you.
You know, funny thing about perception.
Yes, I do.
Oh.
3?
Oh.
You have rearranged your wardrobe.
Mm. Yeah, I think doing it in reverse order of the rainbow is actually the right way to do it. Mm. I think I might need a bigger closet.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow, I didn't know I have 72 pairs of shoes.
It is a bold choice. Yeah. Let's bang on over to the Clarence estate.
Well, Father, I must go over to see Ruby today, of course, this afternoon. But also I need to, I feel like I must call on, Miss Razorstorm. We hit it off last night at the party, and I just want to check on how she's doing.
Well, I mean, you can feel free to do whatever you need to do. It's kind of funny. Are you going to travel with Gladstone? Because he mentioned that he wanted to go call on Miss Razorstorm as well.
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Well, I mean...
He needs a chaperone after all.
Oh, I just figured that the folks at the Razor Storms would be doing the chaperoning, but if you feel like you want to, well, I mean, you know, far be it from me to upset your tender sensibilities. Sure, yeah, I mean, I just got work to do, juggling my jugs.
Oh, yep. Oh. Yep.
Well.
We got a lot of shipments going out, and you got to make sure that everything's going to the right place. Or, people get uppity.
I hear that.
People get uppity about Father, those jugs.
At some point, we need to talk about the cans and the jugs.
Always a pleasure.
But not today.
Yeah, so, have a good time.
Thank you. So, Edgewater will go find Gladstone. Gladstone, I've heard you are interested in visiting Miss Razorstorm.
Well, yeah. I mean, we seemed to hit it off. We seemed to hit off pretty well last night. So I kind of wanted to, see if we could keep the conversation going for more than just one dance. So
yes, of course.
You feeling all right? You're smalling a lot. Your gullet's bouncing.
Well, Gladstone, we're close. I've helped you quite a lot, I would say.
Yeah, I'm mighty thankful.
I just want you... Listen, I don't know the truth of this, but the word about town.
Oh, now are we about to start doing like...
No, I'm not spreading rumors. Of course, I would not do that.
You're about to tell me a rumor.
Well, only because it might be true. And we must
I'm confused
keep
about
it in mind if it's true.
I'm confused about gossiping, but you know better than I do, so, go
That's
for
right.
it.
That's right, exactly. So, last season she was supposedly, well, most of us thought she was engaged to Grayson Hicks. But that was apparently withdrawn when she was, Well, someone chastised Elena for being out unaccompanied in the presence of another young man.
Oh, you're talking about Elena.
Yeah, Elena.
Yeah, Nigella's little sister.
Oh. Oh, you want to see Nigella? Never mind. It's fine. I'll just go with you to see Nigella, and I'll pop by to see Elena just to see if she's doing all right after the after the potential scandal that I've heard.
I mean, I was mighty confused there because, I feel like that'd be something Nigella would have done told me if she had been possibly engaged. But
of
no,
course.
I mean, sure, if you want to, I feel I don't want to put the cart before the horse, you know. But I feel like it'd be great if I don't know, maybe our families got to know each other.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
But I don't want to be too forward. Is that going to come off?
Not if I'm with you. If I go with you, it's as if the two families just want to speak, to engage, to perhaps have a business deal. You know, they are into agriculture. We could carry their melons.
I mean, that's awful specific, but I know Daddy was looking at, you know, expanding to crates. So, I mean, yeah, sure.
That's right.
They're growing a lot of cantaloupe wine over at the Razor Door.
Cantaloupe.
I mean, I feel like they'd be more like looking for like casks and bottles and stuff because they're like,
right.
They do wine.
Yeah. Sorry, my mind went elsewhere for a moment. It's fine.
You feeling all right?
It was a rough night last night. Do you know Lord Lefroy? Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Lefroy.
Oh, yeah. We, Daddy says that we do a good turn of business with them. You know, cans for their fizzy water.
Well, I don't know if I'm glad you said cans or more disturbed you said cans.
I mean, what else would I call them? I mean, I feel like. You know, temporary sealed metal cylinders, that seems to be an awful big mouthful.
You're right.
And
you're right.
That honestly gave me a headache.
I should take a breath. Oh, it's hard in this corset. All right. Well, let's go over to the Razor Storms.
All right. Hey, Edgewater, you want to just throw me a quick history check?
Yeah. Oh, but that's plus 10, so 18.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Jesus.
You are actually a little concerned now knowing what you know, because it seems like somebody else caught Elena talking to Horatio Wolf out of eyeshot of everybody.
I figured out now that it's Horatio Wolf?
You saw them, and you explained why that was a really bad idea. And that
That's
Elena
right.
really shouldn't be doing that, or
oh, no.
It could spread.
Oh, dear. But who was that someone else? Because I did not spread that rumor. Oh, dear. This person needs to know that if it word gets out that they're spreading rumors, they'll be ruined in society. Mm. It's fine. I will find out who is spreading this rumor.
All right. Fantastic. So you are set up for calling hours to accompany Gladstone to the Razor Storm estate. All right. Let's go bounce on down the family line and see how Mary is doing this fine morning.
All right. I think that...
Breakfast.
Yes.
You got your breakfast.
Hey. Oh, my fave, Trudy. There she is.
I mean, don't get excited. It's toast, but
yeah, no worries. How's the rest of the family? Are they up? Are they getting breakfast?
Wonderfully hungover.
Yeah, I figured.
They hit the bottle last night when they came home. So yeah. Serve them right.
Yeah. I only have like an assortment of half drank flasks, so I didn't even get drunk.
I hear nothing. Yeah. I'm old. I don't hear things.
Yeah, Trudy, you know that's not true. Trudy.
I mean,
you know that's not true.
Who can say?
I love you.
Oh.
I'm not going to say it back. Okay. Oh, I...
So harsh.
No, it's fine. Trinity, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Thanks for the toast. Don't worry about it. absolutely brutal. I now feel hungover. Okay. So I think that I have a few things I am thinking about doing. When I got that note yesterday with the Hydra notes, do I know what that was in exchange for? Was that in exchange for like seance like
services? That was the balance due on a seance. Okay. Half up front, half at the completion.
Great. So I want to send a note to Nicodemus. Is that what his name?
Yes.
Yeah, Nicodemus. My sweet Nicodemus. Any correspondence we need in terms of like anything upcoming, anything like that. And then does he basically just like keep my bookings? Is that basically his job or does he do anything else for me generally?
He maintains your office.
Yes.
Okay. And is your spiritual assistant during the actual seances.
So I'm like putting him in a box and pretending to saw him in half or whatever.
Yeah.
Because yeah. That's what seance is.
Yeah. I know. It's going to be a real mishmash of kind of things at the seance.
Medium services by way of the amazing.
Yeah, program. Exactly. I'm going to let him know that I'm possibly going to be booking a seance coming up and that I'm interested in, if I haven't done this before, that I'm interested in offering like one-on-one like medium meetings with individuals.
It'll be a new business venture.
Yes. Because I think that after last night overhearing that conversation with Connor and Lord Edison Sparks, that I'm starting to want to pursue like more, you know, people, individuals who may have more information about what's going on and the information that I want to glean, which I can sometimes get through seances and sometimes it's hard to do with a group. So I'm going to send that note to Nicodemus and send Belladonna Crawford calling cards to Ruby and to Lord Drake.
Okay.
Offering my service as a medium, as a spiritual advisor.
Okay.
And so it has, you know, in very tasteful calligraphy, Belladonna Crawford. And the back is like just a kind of like mirror, metallic kind of blank mirror side.
Okay. It is actually basically you salvaged a bunch of like plastic mirror.
Yeah, basically a bunch of like, yeah, like plastic mirrors and like security tags and stuff. to offer service for a fee.
All right, so noted.
Yes.
You're going to have a very full letterbox, Samuel.
Yes. Yeah. Everyone is.
Which one of
intrigued.
Us do you like more?
Yeah, you got to choose.
Who are you calling on? Yeah.
I only asked for a half an hour of your time. So just remember that.
I guess that shows how much you care about me.
Do I have the economy to also, I think, can I try to hear a rumor as well, as the in addition to the correspondence?
Okay, that's a lot going on because you're going to have to go outside to hear it unless you're trying to somehow glean it from the people in your house.
Can I try to start a rumor through Trudy?
Oh.
Nice.
Absolutely you can.
Okay.
You can definitely, like, I mean, you're kind of making a very big assumption that Trudy is one to talk.
What?
Not Trudy. But listen, absolutely.
It's not going to be a quick start, but because it's going to, I feel like, circulate through like the staff first, but that's more what I'm interested in.
Yeah, all right. So you are going to be trying to start some idle chit-chat. So let me know, are you doing persuasion or deception? Give me your roll.
All right. I'm assuming that this is deception, but it could be true.
here's the thing. Do you want everybody at the table to know what rumor you're starting?
Yeah. This one is not super secret heavy, it's more petty.
Oh, my favorite combination.
Nice. We love it.
Yeah. Basically, I want to start a rumor that my adopted brother Clayton is racking up gambling debts.
Oh. Oh, damn.
There was like 1 second where he was described, and I said, that guy sucks. And I want to destroy him.
I mean, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. He does suck.
He feels like the kind of person who might have gambling debts.
What?
Kind of believable.
All right. Mm-hmm. Cool. So, yeah, give me a... Trudy is a friendly audience, mm-hmm. so you could do either.
Yes.
Persuasion or deception.
I'll do deception.
Okay.
So I'll say, Trudy, you know, I know you said that everyone's kind of hungover. Is everyone acting okay? Like, I'm kind of worried about Clayton. Like, obviously, we're not close. Obviously.
What do you mean?
Oh, you know how these, you know, young heirs can be with the money.
Assholes?
Yeah. Okay, thank God. Trudy, thank God. I forgot that you're Trudy and that you're the way you are. I think he's been gambling.
No.
Yeah. I think he's been losing money. That is in 18.
Oh, that might make sense.
I know, right? It seems like it would be true, right? It seems like it. Yeah.
It seems like there's a weight on him. He has a pressure. There's anger there.
Yeah. Yeah. Like someone, like he thought that, you know, the world's his, you know? He's the son of Lord Sparks. He can't possibly lose, but...
Some people are born losers.
Mm, yeah, that's kind of... Yeah, that's... You know what, Trudy? You're so right. You always are.
Well,
so
I...
Smart.
You can trust me to keep this confidence.
Oh, I absolutely... I know that you are tight-lipped.
Like a vault.
Absolutely. And that's why we get along, Trudy.
Absolutely.
All right, right on. I'll see you around, okay?
No. I mean, I've got to bring you lunch, so...
Okay, I'll see you then. Cool.
Yes.
I'll just be here kind of doing what I normally do. Lurking, you know.
Staring forlornly out the window.
Yeah, you know, that's what I do.
Ah, okay. Yeah. You know, hey, you do you, girl. Am I using that right?
Yeah, absolutely. That was exactly what I needed. That's exactly what I needed this morning.
There was someone saw some kind of old documents, and there was all this funny slang, and I don't know.
Yeah, anyway, like,
I have work to do. Yeah. I have work to do. Yeah, okay. If you want to stop down by the kitchen for, you know, a quick snack or pick me up.
Will do.
All right. Oh my God, Daphne, you're never going to get
here. Yay, started a rumor.
There are two NPCs that I would die for. Yes.
Cool. So that's basically all. I mean,
Trudy may be single.
Hey.
And they're both little.
You want a really, like, you know, rebellious match. Mm-hmm. Trudy,
what are you talking about?
Woof. Okay, and now we'll go to the bow of the ball. Samuel, you're getting a lot of correspondence showing up. Well, actually, that's going to show up at the beginning of calling hours.
Yes.
So,
which is going to be interesting. We're going to have some messengers passing like ships in the night, because my main thing. So, Miss Worley, she's so kind, left me out some tea and some small hors d'oeuvres that I'm picking at as I'm writing three separate letters. The first will be, it's not a calling card, but I am just writing a condolence letter to Ruby. Just, you know, after the events last night, just checking up on the father, and also just thanking you for being brave enough to be the only person to ask me for a dance last night. So, excuse me, I'll send that off. And then whoever my messenger will be, I will give very specific instructions for these next two, because one is going to Lord Sparks, following up on the business venture. I say that needs to be delivered first, and then just... happenstance, there also seems to be a message for Mary Smith.
Hell yeah.
So I will just write back to Lord Sparks that I am very interested, that I will be drafting up potential plans for a presentation so that way we can be prepared for when he does call on me. And I'll be speaking with those knowledgeable about our business and how we can best feasibly make a joint venture there. And then to Mary Smith, I will just firstly apologize if I made her feel uncomfortable in any way. I know that eye contact and the bow seemed to affect her in some way.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But then I will call out that the exact phrasing will be, I'm not unfamiliar to operating in hostile territory.
Ooh.
If you would care so, I would love to call on you. Tomorrow afternoon, you may find that there's family that we're stuck with and family that we can find.
Mm. All right.
All right.
Is there anything else you would like to do with your morning?
Oh, you know what? If Evan, as part of that letter to Ruby, could I use a wealth point to make like send a very nice gift as well, like a little care package to her and her father?
Absolutely. You can send the footman to pick something up.
Perfect.
Yeah, any idea kind of what?
Again, not used to the customs here. So things I would think of would be flowers that represented like life and fertility. And ooh. Then that's not like in that way, but like.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't
know.
Ruby
didn't know that.
And then something for food, for nourishment and continued living. Would be the two things I would want to send over.
All right, fantastic.
So thoughtful. Well.
And that would be my morning.
Excellent. Sir, well, you have a caller, official looking gentleman. Would you like to meet him in the sitting room?
Yes, please. I'll be down in a moment.
Oh, very good, sir. Yeah.
Thank you, Lucas.
And Lucas leaves and brings your visitor in.
Yeah. quickly look in the mirror. Again, it's like the comfortable, like, honestly, it's like shirt off, like vest open, like just hanging out.
Nice.
It's like,
nice.
You know, I guess I should put on a shirt.
Nah.
God.
So lame that in this post-apocalyptic era, people are still having to wear shirts.
Yeah. Real.
Mm-hmm. So lame.
Unless it's winter, then that's fair.
Then yeah.
Dragonborn, I don't feel it all the same. Actually, no, cold-blooded, I really do. but after I make myself presentable, I'll make my way to the sitting room to see who's calling on me.
Ah, there is a dwarven gentleman.
Do I recognize him?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No. He's got sort of like the like ring of hair going around, and he has gone full Chester A. Arthur going on. Spectacles that are almost the same diameter as they are height of cylinder. They are just gigantic. like, probably could deflect bullets. And he is wearing it looks like somebody sewed together like the blown up remnants of a TJ Maxx to try to create a suit. It's like all the grays. Like there is like there's like herringbone, there's pinstripe, there's just like charcoal gray wool. It's
excellent.
It's rough, and it was not sewn well.
Good.
But
Samuel just clocks and is like, fashion here is so interesting.
Yeah. but he stands up as you walk in. He's like,
"Huh, nice to meet you, sir. I am my name's Barney Rebelroyd. I'm one of the solicitors for the Crown's Office of Peerage. I just came here. We have to fill out a few forms, and we need to sort of check some boxes so we can make sure that everything is in place, so your lordship's title is properly transferred."
Excellent. Appreciate your time. What can I do for you?
Actually, it is a minor formality. We just need to get your marriage certificate filed with the Queen's office, and then the title will be properly transferred.
Sorry, out of character here. Did Henry not take care of all this, to my knowledge, beforehand?
He said he was mailing it. You saw him put it in an envelope and send it off with some other correspondence.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, the Queen's office has not received that yet?
No, we haven't.
That was sent via correspondence by my husband before his passing, months ago at this point.
Oh, that is that's most irregular. Are you absolutely certain? Because this could create a problem. Well, I haven't really had to deal with this before. Yeah, problem. Yep, definitely a problem.
Look, again, I'm not accustomed to the customs here, but our wedding was officiated.
We have the sworn statement from the officiant, but we do need the certificate that has the Lord's signature on it that he was of his own free will to actually get married. So it's just something we have to, you know, clear a little bureaucratic hurdle. So we just need to see that, and then you are good to Lord.
Oh my God!
I'm so stressed right now.
I love it.
So maybe in a book that he liked, or under a paperweight.
Again, I appreciate your time, and I don't want to inconvenience you by having you just wait on me here in my sitting room. Perhaps I will look through Henry's belongings and verify that perhaps he mistakenly never sent out the letter.
Entirely understandable, my lord. It is more common than one would think that paperwork does occasionally get misplaced. You wouldn't think it with bureaucrats that are so focused, but it does happen. So, at your leisure, my lord, get it sent out as soon as possible, because we would like to make everything, you know, just make everything official in the documents of peerage, so we don't have to deal with any messy counterclaims or things like that.
No, we would not want to deal with that.
It will be very, very complicated, especially because it's a newly annexed sort of area, and then you have the there is no heir, and there is no it will be very, very complicated. You'd honestly be saving me a lot of paperwork if you could put that in my hand.
I will try to do that at my earliest convenience.
Thank you very much, my lord. I will see myself out.
Have a great day.
You as well, sir.
I'm living for the drama.
Oh my god.
Breath weapon. Just a thunderous boom in the setting room once the front door closes. Hope
well, that chair is never going to hurt license. Anyone again. And then you see a paper flutter to the ground. you obliterate a chair, and Lucas runs in.
Oh, my lord, is everything all right? Oh, wow, chair.
My apologies, Lucas. Old habits die hard. Henry's...
So does old furniture, apparently.
That was actually quite easy, unfortunately. Henry's belongings. I know I haven't, I asked for them to be put away, and it was hard to go through. Where do we have them stored?
Oh, I could have them brought in by tomorrow. They were stored at Offla House.
Yes, if we could bring those into the city, post haste.
I will dispatch Mr. Roy, and Ryland will help.
Thank you.
Excellent. Is there anything else you need, my lord?
No, not for today. Thank you.
Excellent. Well, we'll be around. It's what we do.
Much appreciated.
Excellent.
He leaves.
Well,
I'm keeping things easy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
How are we all feeling?
Stressed.
Great. Calling hours.
Hey.
I love it.
Yeah. And so this is kind of fun. We're going to actually circle back to Lord Drake as your letterbox explodes with all kinds of requests.
Oh, not today of all days.
It's not like you got anything to go through till tomorrow.
Yes, you know, could use some time to myself, but let's see what's going on. So I believe Ruby has requested me for late in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
This person I'm not familiar with is offering medium services. Mm-hmm. And was there a specific time or date?
No.
Okay. Any?
It's more mysterious that way.
Is there any address into which I could return the invitation?
Whether
or not I accept.
Think hard, she will feel it.
This person may show up.
No, I think I'm assuming that in the event that I'm not invited to someone's manor to like do a party, I have like some place that I can use for a seance.
Yeah, your office. For,
The
Nicodemus.
Yeah, so there's like a correspondence to get in touch with my office, if not me directly.
Okay.
Weird.
that's more so. I'm just, gosh, all right. I've never even met this person. I'll ask Lucas, who might be a little more in the know about if he's ever heard of this person, this medium.
Flapping gums talking about someone who says they can contact the dead and questions of the departed. I believe it's all a load of tish-tosh.
Could be useful if you need to find paperwork.
Reading my mind, Bo.
Flapping gums? Lucas.
How dare you talk about Trudy like
How
that?
How dare you?
Okay. For if I receive a calling, do I need to send a message back saying I accept given the hour of the day, or would I just be expected to arrive at the time they requested?
You would arrive with the calling card.
Okay, excellent. So I will be doing that to Ruby. the medium's a little
phrasing.
Yeah, maybe calling card is more like a business card. Maybe it's not. I'm not showing up with the card. Which a calling card
I will send correspondence to say I'm interested in setting up an appointment.
Excellent.
And then was there somebody else I missed?
I asked you about a toxic flower.
Yes.
Or a flower from the wildlands. Toxic if you have it.
It's a weird little postscript at the bottom.
I think in there he puts an anecdote of I vaguely remember eating one and it was quite unpleasant afterwards, if you have anything of the sort.
I am proficient in survival. Would that help me know if any of the flowers that he's speaking of?
You know? Yeah, roll it.
Okay. Doesn't mean I'm great at it. That's a 5.
Given enough time, you could definitely find it if you were home.
Mm-hmm.
Are those the dice Daniel gave you?
They are.
Yeah. Oh. Throw them away.
Don't do
I'm
that.
Sorry. The dice I gave people are rolling real bad.
Mine are okay.
I haven't rolled it yet.
Pretty good.
Rude.
I'm afraid.
Yeah. You should be.
Your mailbox is like cursed this morning. So weird. It's
a bad day. I will respond, unfortunately, I'm not familiar with those flowers of that type, and being away from home, it would take time to even get something like that. But I will give it similar to like what I gave to Ruby, like the instructions, like the language of flowers. I would just give things of like, I guess if you wanted to, you could give a flower that has negative connotations. So I'll be things like you would normally place a plant in a grave might symbolize death and things like that. And give examples of what he could buy at a normal market.
Nice.
That's
going to be so romantic.
Mm-hmm.
Grave flower for my new love.
Have this calla lily.
Oh, and then while I'm doing this as part of the hours, I will also... similar to how I thank Ruby for being brave enough, thank you for approaching me. And I appreciate the candor at which you spoke to me. You treated me as a man and not as a title.
Aww. Very, very burly. Yes.
Excellent. Yeah, cue Dutch high five from Predator across the...
All the way across the city.
Through very tasteful letters.
Single tier on each side. Seen by no one.
Alrighty, cool. So we'll get to that meeting towards the end of things. Edgewater, you're planning on heading off with Gladstone early and then excusing yourself to go to see Ruby?
Yes.
Okay, let's deal with that. All right.
I think it's going to go really well.
It's going to be great. You pull up to the Razorstorm Estate.
Good afternoon. Edgewater and Gladstone Clarence here to see Miss Nigella Razorstorm and Elena Razorstorm.
One moment.
Thank you.
And an elderly looking half drow takes your cards and brings them back into the house. The house is heavily, heavily curtained. It is exceptionally dim. Anyone not of elven ancestry would be having a difficult time in this level of lighting.
No problem.
After probably about 5 minutes, the drow comes back.
Miss Nigella will see you both in the sitting room. Miss Elena sends her regrets, but she is feeling unwell.
Oh dear. That could be a problem. It's fine. Perfect.
Please, come this way.
Yes, of course.
And he leads you into a sitting room. It is very well appointed. It is like everything is very much like dark velvets, very thick carpeting. You honestly haven't seen this much that has survived relatively intact. There isn't a lot of stuff here that has been sort of hacked together.
Wow, that's impressive.
You feel like there might be magic at play.
Mm-hmm.
I'll
be very careful before I sit down to make sure it's an actual chair and not the illusion of a chair.
Oh no, it feels real. It definitely feels real, but it just maybe had help getting that way. After a few moments, Nigella sort of floats into the room. She's very good at the heel-toe walk. She kind of glides in.
Ah, Miss Razorstorm, it's wonderful to see you. I am here accompanying my brother Gladstone. I will be off in this far corner of the room. If you need anything, I will be way over there. Just slightly within hearing.
Oh. Ah, that is very good to know. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Very much. Mm-hmm. It is a pleasure to receive you both into my home. If you are so interested, Miss Edgewater, there are a number of poems, books of poetry.
Oh, yes, of course. I will be reading poetry while the two of you discuss matters on this side of the room.
Ah, I recommend the tome with the purple cover. It speaks to me.
Wonderful.
Gladstone. I'm sorry, Mr. Clarence. It is an honor to receive you. I very much look forward in continuing our conversation from last night.
I'm very, very happy that you were available to see me. Yes. Thank you. Please I'm in your home.
It is. Do not worry. We do not receive visitors very frequently either. Please sit in. Some refreshments will be brought in. Now, as you were saying,
and they start chatting.
She's just flipping page to page to page to page to page. This book, clearly not reading anything.
They're speaking in hushed tones, occasionally laughing. Keeping Gladstone is as close as he can be without tripping the "you are too close."
Okay, good.
I'm
at the edge of my seat just in case.
And there is like it's like he has drilled all of the lessons that you have repeatedly given him. Make a perception check.
That's a twisted 20.
Oh. You do quickly catch, though, at one point, Nigella leans over and puts her hand on his and then withdraws. But it is a quick but not accidental motion.
Are her hands gloved?
No, they are not.
Oh, my God. Skin on skin.
So the book drops.
And then I slowly lean down and pick it back up as she removes her hand.
Is everything all right back there?
Oh, perfectly fine. I'm just keeping my hands where they should be this book. This excellent poetry here.
All right, sister. Are you feeling all right?
Of course. Of course.
Okay. All right. You'll have to pardon her. She has a constitution that is sometimes easily overwhelmed.
Fainting spells, you know.
Well, it is understandable. Sometimes people find the atmosphere here a little oppressive.
No, of course not.
Yeah, so it drags on for about an hour, the visit, and it is like, just imagine watching a sibling flirt. It's it's excruciating. Especially, he's not good at it. Like, objectively, he's not good at it.
I think eventually Edgewater just puts the book down on the couch beside her, kind of hard, and goes, "Well, it's about time we head off to Ruby's then. It was lovely to see you, Miss Razorstorm, and I am so sorry, calling hours as they are. We must split our attentions. Have a wonderful day."
Miss Nigel, I do hope that I will see you in the park later on this afternoon.
You can count on it.
All right, come on, sister. Let's you're in a hurry, so let's get going.
Yes.
What you get into the carriage? What in the tarnation is wrong with you?
Oh my God! I mean, I must say, Gladstone, that was good for you. But woof, that was hard for me.
Well, you didn't have to come.
Well, I was hoping to speak to Elena, Miss Elena. But she wasn't there. I didn't realize I was going to be trapped there listening to your, I love the details in your skirts. What the hell was that?
I'm making an effort.
You are. You are. And I'm very proud of you, Gladstone. Can you please drop me off at Ruby's place?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good Lord. and you're dropped off at Ruby's house. We're gonna swing over to Immorton and what he's doing with his fun time calling hours.
Have I received the reply from Samuel?
I'm gonna say yes. That came in and then was quickly dispatched back.
Gotcha.
So.
Then priority number one is finding suitable flowers for this evening.
All right.
If he's not busy with other lessons, chores, or other duties, I'll bring Lefroy along with me.
Okay, cool. All right, so you are going to find... What message are you trying to send?
With the flowers?
Yes.
I think we would like to mostly demonstrate that Lefroy was listening, understands her interest, and wanted to show that engagement. Maybe it's a little off the mark. I don't think either of us are super, super up on this one. I don't think we're trying to impress her with botanical knowledge or show some sort of deep understanding of a hobby, but more of an interest in her interest.
Okay.
That's all you can really do.
Yellow flowers and death flowers. Yeah. Friendship and death. We got it for you.
Cool. Yeah, you find an interesting sort of weird arrangement. It has red columbine, fern, and magnolia.
Oh, you know what I'll do? I think I kind of give the suggestion to Lefroy and let him pick the flowers out. Or maybe I suggest the type of flower and let him kind of go into the bins and pick the one that he thinks looks. And then I'm going to go into, I have a healer's kit. And we will, instead of using a ribbon, wrap the bouquet in gauze.
Just a bunch of ferns wrapped in gauze.
That is a move. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Still kind of tied off in a bow.
Ooh. Yep, this is really happening. All right, cool. So you have a bouquet, and you are going to approach the residence of Miss Fiona Blightwind.
Did the florist have like checkout items? Do they have like a little thing at the cashier of little?
I mean, that is wildly. It is like a bombed out storefront.
Gotcha.
Like most of this stuff kind of grows in the store because the store
gotcha.
Doesn't really
it's like coming
close.
Out of the concrete. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Yep.
And he's just like been like, all right, I'm leaning into it. Mm-hmm. I have the scantest amount of druidic ability, and we're gonna see what happens.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So yeah. Cool.
I think on the way over, I'll suggest, little lord, that you may leave the top hat in the carriage today.
That's probably a good idea.
A little too formal for this event.
And also, it really made my neck feel wobbly.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
I had to keep counterbalancing it, and it just I feel like my head was doing a lot more work than my head should be doing.
I think that's probably true.
You're very smart, Mithrithald. Okay, so what do I do?
So we will arrive.
Okay.
You'll knock on the door.
Got it.
Almost certainly, someone from her home, from her house will arrive. You will ask if you may speak to Ms. Blightwind, and then wait for her to come down.
Okay, that seems easy.
That's pretty straightforward.
Excellent.
And then at that point, you'll be with your friend Fiona, and the rest should come easy.
Excellent. I like this. All right, so you get to the door, and the plan goes pretty well. Up to, you'll be with your friend Fiona, and the rest will come easy.
Mm-hmm.
Because unfortunately, with Fiona comes Beadir.
I imagine it's like two pairs. They're like 5 feet ahead, and then in perfect lockstep behind is me and her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fiona suggests a stroll around the garden.
Their garden or a public
their garden?
Their garden.
Okay. So you are both literally pacing 5 steps behind the two of them.
Next
as
each other. Ooh.
As Fiona takes Lefroy on a tour of their garden, which is full of the most toxic and deadly plants known to man.
Cool.
And she's pointing them out, and he's like, "Oh, that's amazing. How do you safely handle that?"
Mm-hmm.
And he is smitten. He is like badly smitten.
Mm-hmm.
He is, as the phrase goes, in deep smit.
Nice.
So Beadir is just, "So have you got your hands under control yet?"
squarely in my pockets, Miss Wheatley. I would like to apologize for last night.
Well, you'd like to, but I don't hear you doing it.
Oh, sorry. That was an attempt. I'm very sorry for my clumsiness at the event last night.
Noted.
It did lead to a wonderful afternoon for our wards.
We'll see about that. I do want to not narrow the field quite so soon.
Mm-hmm.
There are other young gentlemen that have requested audiences. So, tick-tock on the little lord.
Would it be out of turn to ask who?
Yes, it would.
Good thing I checked.
I thought someone of your reputation would know better than that.
Man.
I have a reputation, do I?
Oh, several.
I'll ask, and what might those be? And I'll try to track down a rumor. What has she heard? What is this impression based on?
Okay, this will be an insight check.
Insight?
Because again, you're not anywhere where you're actually doing a I'm gonna track down a rumor action. You're trying to gauge her response to you.
That's a nat 20.
Oh.
the one thing that she's clearly most impressed about is the impromptu dental work that you bestowed upon Lord Elton.
Gotcha. Okay.
When his son was bullying Lefroy. Nice. There is, you're reading begrudging respect.
I'll take it.
For that kind of violence.
Reading that, do I notice, does she have the same braid in as at the
you feel gallop? Like this is her style.
Okay, so it's constantly in. Okay, gotcha.
Actually, you know what? Let's make a perception check with advantage. I'm going to let the intuition 20 ride.
That's a 22 or a 9, so 22.
All right. So, being this close,
yeah,
in a sustained amount of time, mm-hmm. you have time to sort of quickly size her up.
Mm-hmm.
While she dresses very conservatively, very like very buttoned up, very severe, there is something you notice on the one part of her body you can see. Scars.
Okay, cool.
Several, like a spider web of scars all across her knuckles.
Cool.
These are hands that have done some shit.
Brawler.
Yeah. There is you have never seen her with a weapon beside her hair flail.
Gotcha.
We're just going to take a second to appreciate sentences I never thought I'd say. but yeah, so, but she clearly can handle herself in a fight.
Gotcha.
Like, this is just reinforcing that for you. You're like, okay, she really respects the violence, and she has thrown down more than once.
Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, maybe after having gauged that that's maybe our only point of contact, or our only point of, like, connection there, recognizing that this is maybe a little forward, he's not fully going to gesture towards that, but he'll ask her, sport or service? And he'll maybe gesture to his own hands.
A little bit of service, a little bit of survival.
I had no idea, and he ceremonially hits a dab.
Yeah.
Service comes in many forms.
Mm. Ooh.
A second apology. I think the youngest Blightwind is lucky to have you so close.
As you two are talking,
mm-hmm.
you hear a and it appears that Fiona was reaching to point to a particular bloom and loses her footing. Lefroy
grabs her cans,
catches her.
Sorry.
Lefroy,
they have because to engage now.
Because of probably the amount of sparring training mm-hmm. that you've done with him, his reflexes are actually good enough. He like does catch her around the waist and get her up on her feet, and then goes, "Oh, a thousand apologies. I didn't mean to manhandle you so aggressively, but I didn't want you fall into the toxic."
I think as is there, that's where I arrive, or I think we probably both arrive and go, "Are you two both okay?"
Yes, I'm fine. Mr. Seltzer was very gallant and saved me from a tumble.
I'm glad to hear. And lean a little bit out of sight. Thumbs up to Lefroy, just a little.
Well, Miss Fiona, I believe there's another appointment coming up, so we will have to part our ways for the time being. Good day, gentlemen.
Always a pleasure, Miss Sweetly, Miss Blightwind, and then look to
farewell for now, Miss Blightwind.
And he does a very deep bow, and comes up and rocks a little because he obviously gave himself a head rush, and then like strides out, standing a whole inch taller.
Mm-hmm. I'm quick to put my hand on his back as I usher him out of the way or out of the garden.
Yep.
Oh my god, that was so erotic.
I don't like attaching that to anything with that voice.
Yeah, I agree. Please no.
No. Yeah. Not the child. No.
Who's 18?
Yeah. 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 The
very sheltered halfling.
Meant. That's
what?
Good.
Aww. Yeah, I can.
It wasn't
can...
just like death and poison.
Yeah, no, okay. It was fertility, courage, purity, and nobility.
Aww, okay. Nice. Yeah.
I can DM a game and Google flower meanings at the same time.
The role was not great, so I was like, okay, what did these mean? It was nice.
Yeah. All right. So now let's do our. You are going to see Ruby
Rhinelander. Yeah.
All right. So you are announced.
Descend the stairs in my sweaty wife beater.
Jesus Christ.
This sucks, dude. This is awful.
I don't
worry,
this.
It's a butter, wife
yeah.
beater.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Okay, let's.
Jeez. Yeah, we gotta go it's with not... just tank top. You know,
all right.
We gotta. Yeah. This is such a bummer every
yeah,
time.
I'm sorry. In the white tank top, and I go
sweaty butter white tank top.
Sounds like a CAPTCHA test.
I'm sorry, this is a Daniel thing. I would address you as Lord Drake. Is that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Lord Drake, I appreciate you answering my call.
Miss Rhinelander, thank you for the invitation. How is your father doing?
For full disclosure, he's not doing great this morning, or today, in fact. He is has been up in his room. He took one business meeting and has been sleeping for most of the day. In fact, I do believe he is deep in some sleep right now. But I do actually, I hope you don't mind, but I have called you here for a favor rather than anything more. First of all, I do want to apologize for last night. I was a bit forward, but I appreciate your card and your gift today.
And the door knocks with Edgewater's arrival.
Oh,
to this, Ruby! To this unchaperoned meeting between two single eligible people.
And I open the door and I go, oh, hello, Edgewater.
Hi, Ruby! It's and... wonderful to see... Oh, Lord...
Miss...
Lord Drake!
Miss Clarence.
You're and here.
Have you met Edge?
Absolutely no, cannot.
No, that is Miss Clarence. Very lovely to meet you, Lord Drake. Why are you here?
I called on him, and I also called on you. I need some...
Oh, as your chaperone. Okay, all right, I'm ready.
Oh, no. I will say, you did come here at the same time, but I am asking for some help from Miss Lord Drake. All right? And if it's all right with you. My dad's asleep right now, and there's a room I cannot get into in my house. I'm going to be fully honest with you. There's this room in my house that I didn't realize was there for my entire life up until about 6 months ago.
6 months?
I haven't been able to break in there. And
not
you,
at
sir,
all.
Were able to pick me up with such force last night.
What?
That I said, maybe this man could break his way through the door. I totally understand if you are not willing to do it, or if you have another way to get in, but I would owe you a favor if you were able to help me with this.
Miss Rhinelander, if I'm understanding the situation correctly, you have called upon me to visit your abode and then demolish it.
Yes,
he's very quick.
Miss Clarence, you seem not surprised by this.
Oh, no. 6 months ago, Ruby showed up at my door and explained everything about the magic and the secret room and everything. We've been trying to get in for quite a while. We did have a plan. We were going to climb up the outside of the house and try to go in through the window, but we haven't been able to manage that one yet. But this plan seems very promising.
And my dad's asleep. He's been drinking all day, so...
Drinking?
It makes him feel okay.
Oh, all right.
Medicinally.
Yes, of course.
Hey, DM, quick question. I know I was not rolling well at the party yesterday, but did I happen to pick up on any of the chit-chat about Edgewater? And for lack of a better word, how much of a prude she is?
I mean, there was definitely the reaction. Was...
What? I picked up on the reaction when we were walking by. Everyone was trying to like be inside conversations very suddenly, so they didn't have to talk to her.
Right, but did Edgewater approach you while you were interacting with Drake?
Yes. Right after I sort of interacted with him.
Yeah.
Okay.
While she was trying to.
I'm gonna say, jury's out, but mm-hmm. there's sort of like a this does it feels off.
Right.
For some reason,
it seems a little out of character. I don't know her that well. Have you not spoken to your father about this? Would this not be something he would deal with?
I'm gonna be fully honest with you and say that he has told me not to go in there, but he's not telling me something, and I feel deep in my bones that my answers might be in that room,
and this could be important for his health.
Insight check.
I mean, perception or dissuasion, persuasion or deception, depending on if Edgewater actually believes that.
16.
And that's a 15 persuasion.
She does believe it. Mm-hmm. Whether it makes sense or not is an entirely different thing, but she actually is, like, her heart's in the right place.
All right.
And I will say, you don't have to accept this. I just want to say that last night, I appreciate you letting me ask you to dance and accepting my dance. The end of the night was a bit much, and I'm just trying to find some other answers. And, you know, I figured there are some rumors about me, and I've already made...
What? I tried to listen for rumors last night. I didn't hear anything.
Well, you know, there's everybody's always talking about last season.
Oh, last season. Yes, last season was a bit of a...
So, I just... I don't really have anything to lose, if that makes sense.
Why don't you show me the door first, and let me even see if I would be able to assist you.
All right, follow me. Thank you. Come on, Edgewater.
Of course.
I walk ahead so they have to walk close to each other.
So, how long have you held the title?
Just about 6 months.
6 months? Do you know that that's when Ruby developed her powers?
She did mention that last night, yes.
Very serendipitous. Wow.
You two seem close.
Of course.
Family, friends?
Or? Yes, since we were children. Ruby's family is in transportation, and my family is in containers. So... my family provides the containers for waters, you know, jugs, cans, things of the sort. And then Ruby's family provides the transportation to get them from point A to point B. So, of course, our fathers would know each other quite well. And so, of course, we would know each other quite well.
That is very good to know and brings up an interesting point. If I might, not at this time, obviously, we're indisposed, but if I could inquire about the details of how your family set up that arrangement with the Rhinelanders, I might need to be working on details on how to transport some crystals to a new business partner of mine.
Oh, you would like me to help you arrange a business deal with my family?
If that is improper, if I should have spoken to someone else.
No, of course not. I of course can do that. Yes, of course. I will speak with my father forthwith. Of course. And she, like, turns to leave.
I will tap.
Yeah, what's going on?
I apologize. Your friend is leaving?
Oh, Edgewater, where are you going?
Oh, right. Not right now. Oh, I'll get to that later. I'm sorry. Yep. Mm-hmm.
This is the door, by the way.
Oh, yeah, this is the one.
Yeah. I've tried to, pick the lock, and it's not going through. So, I don't know, maybe a bit of force might help.
Do you often...
The muscle.
Find yourself picking...
What? Get out of here. Excuse you.
That's a hard stop for Samuel. Just...
Edgewater is such a freak.
Edgewater.
I love it.
I'm not even sure what I was about to say.
You were going to ask me, I think, if I pick locks a lot. Is that what you were going to ask
yes,
me?
Yes, that sounds about right.
No.
Oh.
It's just why something that I pick up in my
right
my living here. You know, sometimes I get locked in my room by accident and I need to pick myself up.
That's true.
Yeah. Obviously.
I've been here before. When she's been locked in her room, I've been outside helping her while she picks the lock from the inside.
Oh. It locks from the inside. Okay.
Yeah.
Who the hell are these two?
I think you're about to get murdered.
You've been in town for what, 72 hours?
Not even. Oh.
No, I
under my breath, Henry, you did not prepare me for this.
No, okay, yeah, no, I have picked some locks in my time, you know, as I need to.
Can I take a look at the door and just if apparently the lock has been picked or not, and then what could potentially be barring it? Like, is it something propped up on the inside, or?
I mean,
yeah, I know it'd be
like, how would you ascertain that?
Yeah, I guess just like, first, I guess I should ask, does it open out into the hallway we're in or into the room?
It opens into the room.
Okay. And then just jiggle the knob. Does it seem like if it was previous locked, it has been picked but still won't open?
Nope. It feels like it is still very locked.
Okay. There's a few ways I could go about this. None of them particularly kind to property.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm assuming you don't have any sort of tools or anything that I could use as leverage to try to...
Oh, I have this.
Oh, my God.
And your sword her head is a sword on a chain.
What?
Yeah.
What are you doing to this nice man?
Would this help?
Did you have that out while you were chaperoning?
Just I mean, it was on me. It on his
chair. What's going over there?
Reading poetry.
You guys look pretty cozy.
I think that's a little too flexible for what I was looking for. I would.
All right, never mind.
Okay. The other thing I could do is specifically try to bash in the hinges and just take it off the frame.
Ooh.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. I just don't know what else I can do. I've tried to climb the building and I can't get in. Mm-hmm. I'm just a little bit too short, you know?
I've tried to hoist her up as well. We didn't have enough spikes on our clothing. We were going to try that next.
No, I will just like not full force, but just like give it like a couple good taps. Like, does this feel like it's a, you know, a hollow wooden door that like?
Oh no, this is solid. This is very solid.
Okay, so I can't just punch straight through it and then try to get the knob on the other side. Yeah, I think he will. And again, not having like a tool, he thinks he could use. Or I guess I would ask you if I could find something sturdy enough to like wedge right where the hinge connects to the door and just try to like, if it had enough of bent, just kind of like leverage to try to pull it off the hinge. Would that be feasible given my proficiency with improvised weapons? I'm used to just bashing things. So if that's what I got to do, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is like any way you slice it, you're trying to break down the door.
Yeah.
Cool. So,
all right, I'll just do that.
I mean, if you could find some kind of a pry bar, I'd say you sure have advantage.
Okay. Before I agree to this, what sort of assurances can you give me that your house isn't going to be looking for to send me a bill afterwards?
Don't worry about that. We have plenty of money to pay for it to fix it. I'll pay out of my allowance. It's fine.
They're quite wealthy.
I've had a morning. I'm feeling a little angry. I could use the vent. So I'm going to take it out on this door.
I have no idea what you mean about that. So,
Yeah. So I think I'll take two stabs at it. One will be I'm just going to try to basically kick it in. And failing that, I will try to use my thunder breath weapon. I have one more use today.
Ooh.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. All right. So this is basically you're trying to basically make a strength check.
Yep.
It is a DC 23.
You ready to see this 19 on the die? straight up a 19
that's
on
a
the die.
That's
oh
a 19.
My God.
That's
yes.
a 23
God.
Exact.
Boom.
Damn.
Oh golly.
Oh my God.
All right.
Mr. Cool. New in town.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. There is something I speak this to the two young ladies. There is a shift that comes over Lord Drake, where he's thinking about it and you know sizing things up and really considering what he should do. And then there's like a change in the set of his shoulders. he steps back and just plants one super solid kick right in the center, and the whole thing just collapses inward. In just a pile, a huge cloud of dust.
Ooh. And then Edgewater boom, hits the floor.
Wait, you faint?
Yes.
Oh. Our first swoon.
She's overcome. Oh my god.
Oh,
mama.
Are you okay? Oh.
Oh. Oh. Yes.
Instantly right. Rush to her side and checking on her.
Oh, thank you.
Oh damn.
Oh god.
Looking at her, did you hit your head when you fell?
I don't think so. Okay. Do I know all of the Bridgerton and Austenants? Yes, I know all of the Bridgertonites and Austenites. I can't say it right now, but yes, I know them. I'm all right. I'm all right.
He backs away during the diatribe, and then we'll just extend a hand to help you to your feet.
Thank you.
He's not wearing gloves.
Neither am I. I'm at my friend's house. Thank you, Lord Drake.
He thinks nothing of it.
Ruby, what are you up to?
I attend to Edgewater, and then I'm going to go in the room immediately. I say thank you, and I walk right in this dusty room, and I'm just looking around.
All right. Make me a quick perception check, please.
3.
As you walk in, you are perplexed why someone would put a mirror up in a child's nursery. Why someone would mirror an entire wall of a child's nursery? Because there's just, like, you see a crib, and you see a shelf of porcelain dolls, and you see, like, a little chest of drawers, and you see the same ones over there. It's got to be a mirror, right?
Yeah. I'll go over to the mirror.
You reach out to touch it, and there's no mirror. There's just two of everything in this room. This is a nursery for two children of the same age.
Ruby, was this your nursery?
I don't think so.
Do you have two siblings you don't know about?
No, I'm the only one.
As you're thinking about this, make me whatever saving throw you feel is appropriate. Like, what are you drawing on right now to try to wrap yourself around this?
I think I'm gonna do a wisdom save because I feel like I'm spiraling
yep,
a little bit.
That should be successful.
I mean, against his interest, but honest.
That's an 8.
Oh.
You feel a storm in your skull. You're being asked to remember something, and you can't.
Ruby?
And then you hear from your dad's room. And I think that's where we're going to call it right now. We'll pick up the rest of the today promenade time and our night activities. We'll pick that up tomorrow.
Oh no!
So hey, don't worry, it's gonna be fine.
What did we do?
It's so spooky.
And that's it for this episode.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Night, everybody.
Oh no.
What has happened to Samuel's marriage certificate? How long has Salt been practicing dentistry? Will Edgewater get to the bottom of the rumor about Elena Razorstorm? Will Trudy ever say I love you too to Mary? What's with the strange room in the Rhinelander estate? These are the burning questions to be answered on the next episode of Scandals and Scavengers. Thank you for listening to Scandals and Scavengers, a post-apocalyptic Regency romance with Daniel Began as Ruby Grace Rhinelander, Mats the Last as Lord Samuel Drake, Johnny McElerney as Second Lieutenant Immortan Salt, Emily Carmen Weldon as Mary Smith, Beau Powell as Edgewater Clarence, and Evan Kelly as the Game Master. Produced by Evan Kelly, Trope Warden Beau Powell.
Hey, this is Daniel. Thanks for listening. If you're enjoying what you're hearing, consider supporting us on Patreon, where we release episodes early, and you'll get access to our post-show cast discussions, Twisted Talks, our Discord community, and more.